On Auschwitz. The history of Auschwitz is exceptionally complex. It combined two functions, a concentration camp and an extermination center in gas chambers. Nazi Germany persecuted various groups of people there, and the camp complex continually expanded and transformed itself. In the podcast On Auschwitz, we discuss the details of the camp's history and our contemporary memory of this unique place. Dr. Piotr Setkiewicz, head of the Museum Research Center, talks about the history of research on the number of Auschwitz victims.
Today, the historical research says that during the existence of Auschwitz, approximately 1.3 million people were deported to the camp, and the number of victims is estimated to 1.1 million. The majority of the victims were Jewish people. But right after the war, the public learned about completely different numbers, and the numbers given then circulated around 4 million victims. So what is the reasons for the difference between the state of research today and the situation right after the war, right after the liberation of Auschwitz?
It was not clear at the beginning how many people perished in Auschwitz. Testimonies of prisoners who survived the war, who were liberated in the western part of Germany, that was in before the end of the war. We can find information about the millions of victims. And interestingly, not only in these testimonies, but also in the accounts by SS guards who were found by Allied investigation officers in the POW camps in western part of the country. So they also testified about 3, 4, or even more million of people who were murdered in Auschwitz. Most probably these numbers circulated somehow in the camp during the war. And that's quite obvious that people wish to know how many prisoners were murdered. But that was in Poland, in Auschwitz, after the liberation, when initially the Soviet and later on also Polish authorities began to look for a credible number of victims of Auschwitz. First of all, the members of the Soviet Extraordinary Commission for Investigation of Nazi Crimes that appeared at the site of a former camp almost immediately after the liberation. They began to ask the survivors, all those people who may have certain knowledge about, for example, the crematoria and operation of the gas chambers, how many prisoners could die in the camp. And the answers were similar. Usually millions of victims. The people from this commission came to the conclusion that simply the prisoners themselves did not know the accurate numbers. So they decided to adopt a more scientific approach. Namely, they wished to estimate the total number of victims of Auschwitz on the basis of the efficiency of crematoria in Auschwitz and Birkenau. So they stated that because the certain crematorium was operational for the certain time and could burn approximately a certain number of bodies, and therefore the total number of victims of the Auschwitz camp should be about 5.2 million of people. However, they also added that because there were some breaks in the operation of the crematoria and sometimes the transports with newly arriving Jews to the camp did not reach Auschwitz. So therefore, most probably number of 4 million victims seems to be the most credible. And this opinion, this report was published by the Soviet newspaper called Krasnaya Zvezda on the 8th of May 1945. And of course, it was also published in the Polish media and consequently in all over the Europe, also in the United States. So that became the number that had been repeated many times in the period after the war in the late 40s and in the 50s.
Also, this number of approximately 4 million victims is also at the beginning somehow supported by the commandant of Auschwitz, Rudolf Hess, who also testified in Nuremberg about the activity of Auschwitz.
He testified initially that almost 4 million people died in Auschwitz. Nevertheless, when he was waiting for his trial in Poland, and when he was asked about it by Polish prosecutors, he changed his opinion about it, saying that, well, the number of 4 million victims, I heard it from Adolf Eichmann. However, I believe that on the basis of my own estimation and the numbers regarding the major deportation actions to Auschwitz, that 4 million is this number is highly overinflated. And then he gave the detailed numbers of practical Jews who were brought to Auschwitz from France, from Belgium, from Hungary. And if we sum up these numbers, it gives in the result about 1 million, a bit more than 1 million of victims. However, of course, this number was not considered by Polish court and public opinion credible. And all the same with the similar estimation done by the members of the Jewish Historical Commission in Poland, who stated that 4 million of victims of Auschwitz, supposedly given by Hus during his interrogations in Western Germany, is not credible, that assuming how many Jews live in, for example, in Poland before the war, and how many of them perished in the ghettos, were murdered in the extermination camps like Treblinka. So this number, the people murdered in Auschwitz, cannot be so high. And as it was estimated by the historians from this commission, it would be more or less on the level of 1.3, 1.5 millions of victims. However, of course, this was not repeated by an official media. And for many years, particularly on the other side of the Iron Curtain, the iconic number of 4 million people murdered in Auschwitz could be found in the newspapers, in the textbooks, and so on.
Before we move to other methods of research that help to get to the most probable number of victims of Auschwitz on the basis of documents, let's take a look at the method that the Soviet Commission adopted, just to calculate the number of victims based on the efficiency of the crematoria. It also doesn't seem to be correct.
Basically, I don't think that such methods could give us reliable results. First of all, the Soviets calculated that, for example, the crematorium number 2 or 3 could theoretically burn approximately 3,000 people. This assumption was made on the basis of the testimonies by survivors. However, in the 60s, the Soviets showed a document that was taken by members of the Soviet Commission from Auschwitz to Moscow, and that was a report of the Zentralbauleitung, the construction office of the Auschwitz concentration camp, after completing the construction of all crematoria in Birkenau. In this report, the SS architects, engineers estimated that the theoretical efficiency of those crematories, for example, number 2 or 3, could be 1,440 bodies a day. In practical terms, nobody knows how many bodies could be burned in this crematorium, maybe even more, assuming that many of the victims were children. Nevertheless, the authors of these estimations seems to forget about the simple fact that many bodies, as we estimate today, that might have been about 40%, were burned not in the crematoria, but on the piles of woods, particularly in 1942, and also a large number in the summer of 1944 was the beginning of the so-called Hungarian action, or the Hus Aktion. So this method cannot be considered as credible.
You mentioned one other method used by the Central Jewish Historical Commission that analyzed simply the demographic of people who lived in Poland before the war and later the result of the war. And then in 1960s, we can see the new research published in the West based on a different method, which seems to be much more accurate.
The historians and the prosecutors in these early years after the war have no material as the sources to make more credible, more accurate estimations. And only gradually that became possible with the opening of the archives in different countries, with particularly with information about the number of people who are deported to Auschwitz from such countries, for example, like France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Bohemia, from Slovakia. More or less, I believe that at the beginning of the 60s, it was possible to, on the basis on these documents, made a credible estimation. And that had been done by Raoul Hilberg, who in 1960 published a book about the Holocaust, in which he gave the number of victims of Auschwitz at the level of about 1 million of Jews who perished here. And that became the basis of other estimations. More and more documents became available. And finally, at the end of the 80s, the beginning of the 90s, two historians made credible estimations, particularly with regard of those transports of Jews who were brought to Auschwitz from the western part of Europe. And that was Mr. Georges Velez from France, and particularly the Polish scholar Franciszek Piper, the former head of the research department in the museum, who estimated that, assuming all these data from archives in Western Europe particularly, but also assuming that we know more or less what happened to those Jews who lived in Poland before the war. So when he summed up all these data, he found out that number 1.1 million of victims of Auschwitz is the most probable.
Franciszek Piper was the head of the research center of the Auschwitz Memorial. We need to remember that before 1990, because of the political situation, the museum actually couldn't publish the research on the number of victims. The 4 million was protected by the censorship of the communist regime. Finally, in 1990, he was able to publish the research. When we look at his work, what can we say about the method that he used and the challenges that he had when trying to get to the estimations of the numbers of victims of Auschwitz?
That was even possible to a certain extent, to talk about the numbers of the deportees, but only in a certain limits of space and time. For example, in the works published in the museum in the 60s, 70s, you can find information about the deportation actions of Jewish prisoners to Auschwitz from certain countries. And in these articles, the numbers are more or less can be considered proper. The only problem was to give the total number of victims of Auschwitz to the media and to change this number in popular consciousness of the readers in Poland. Piper practically did the same as the other scholars from Western Europe. In some cases, however, he was more careful about the details. And his estimations regarding the number of Polish Jews seems to be much more accurate than the others. It had never been a problem in the recent years with the estimating the number of Jews who were brought to Auschwitz from France, for example, because we know how many transport with Jews were sent to Auschwitz because the transportation list survives with the names of these people, with numbers, with dates. So that's clear. On the other hand, we also know what happened with other Jews who lived in France before the war. So some of them were killed somehow. Some of them managed to survive the war. Some of them were brought to the other German concentration and extermination camps. So we know for sure, with accuracy, satisfactory for the historian, how many Jews could be sent to Auschwitz and how many of them perished in the camp. And there is a similar situation with the Jews who lived in Holland. We know what happened to the others, those who managed to survive in the country, who escaped from Holland to France, and so on. So these numbers are fully credible and accepted by practically all the scholars all around the world. In case of Greece, we've got a large collection of railway tickets that were issued by the German railways. And assuming how many of these tickets were issued for the transport of Jews from Greece, we know how many Jews were brought to Auschwitz from this country. In respect of Jews from Hungary, again, we know how many of them were brought here, for example, on the basis of the reports of German embassy from Budapest, reports by the head of Hungarian gendarmes. And there are many other sources that differed in certain respect. Nevertheless, numbers are more or less accurate and quite similar. So the only problem is estimating the number of Polish Jews who were sent to Auschwitz. That was caused by the fact that such a list of the deportees did not survive. However, there are many other methods of calculating these numbers. For example, we do not know how many Jews from the ghettos in Zagłębie Basin were brought to Auschwitz in particular transports in the summer of 1942. Nevertheless, we know the total number of those Jews who simply disappear somehow from the statistics in the ghetto. So, therefore, we're able to say that between mid-May and the August of this year, around 30,000 Jews from these ghettos perished in Auschwitz.
One challenge is to research the Jews who were deported to Auschwitz and try to find the number of those who were murdered in gas chambers, because we know much more about how many of them were registered in the camp as we have the numbers issued by the camp administration. But it seems to be another challenge to talk about the victims of Auschwitz as a concentration camp in terms of who was murdered in Auschwitz, who perished in Auschwitz, but many of the people who became prisoners of Auschwitz were later transported to other camps, and research on their fate is another challenge.
The most difficult for the historians was always to estimate the number of deportees to the camp. It was much easier to say how many perished immediately upon the arrival in the gas chambers, because these people were those who were not registered in the camp. We know how many people were registered because practically all prisoners of the Auschwitz camp who became the regular prisoners of Auschwitz were being registered by the camp administration. We know the total number of slightly over 400,000 numbers issued by the SS in the camp. So that was the number of those deportees who became prisoners of the Auschwitz concentration camps and avoid to be selected in the ramp. There are many methods to estimate the number of prisoners who were registered and who were killed in Auschwitz. First of all, we've gathered a certain number of death certificates issued by the camp administration, registers from the morgue in the camp, many documents that constitute certain base for such calculations. Then we know more or less how many people were released from the camp, a small number at the beginning of the existence of Auschwitz. Then how many of them escaped from Auschwitz, how many were liberated at the site when the Russian forces entered, and what is more important, how many Auschwitz prisoners were transferred to the other camps in Germany. So those who were registered and not transferred, escaped, or liberated, this is the number of victims, those prisoners who were killed from among the registered ones.
You said that we probably shouldn't put too much blame on the very early either Soviet Commission or researchers, because they didn't have access to documents. They really imagined that the numbers that they give are credible, although, of course, we can find inaccuracies in their research method. But today there are groups of people who know exactly what is the state of research and what is the number backed by documents and analysis of historians all around the world. And yet they claim that the number of victims is either too small or too big.
Sometimes it resulted from certain political beliefs, the prejudices and anti-Semitism in some cases. There are people who believe that the Holocaust did not exist at all, that the Jews who were brought to Auschwitz, whose names can be found on the transportation lists, did not really die in Auschwitz. And when we asked them, so what happened with those Jews? So they answered that, well, they possibly were taken away from Auschwitz and they survived the war somewhere in the territories of the Soviet Russia. And then they emigrated to Israel. They changed their names, and they are not scientific arguments at all. And it's very difficult to discuss with the deniers of the Holocaust, of course. On the other hand, there are the people who believe, for example, that the total number of the Poles who perished, were murdered during the Second World War, must be higher. And they compare the results of the pre-war census of 1939, when it was estimated that the total population of Poland was 35 million of citizens of Poland, with the results of the census of 1946. So the difference is about 11 million. So what happened to these people? They answered that, well, they probably had to be killed somehow, and most probably in Auschwitz. So in fact, the number of victims of the Auschwitz concentration camp must be higher They also proposed some new methods for estimating the number of victims. For example, they are going back to the estimations done by Soviet commissions and the so-called question of efficiency of crematoria. Then they also believe that it's possible to estimate the number of victims on the basis of certain calculations of findings that, as they believe, should be done in Birkenau, in the forest near the camp. They thought that the human ashes that could be found there could be measured somehow in terms of how many cubic meters of ashes are still in Birkenau. Then, assuming that the average weight of the ashes of the one person is so-and-so, on the basis on this, it's possible to calculate how many people were murdered. However, we know that it cannot be the base for such calculations, apart from the moral point of view. But in practical terms, this is impossible because we know that, as a rule, the ashes from the crematoria were being transported on the bank of the Sula River and pushed down from the tracks immediately to the water. So the ashes physically did not survive. It is not possible to find places which constitute the base for such calculations and excavations.
We have the numbers, some 1.3 million people deported, some 1.1 million murdered, approximately 85% of deportees were Jews, approximately 90% of victims were Jews. But still we use the word some approximately. Is there still a research challenge when we talk about the numbers? And are we still able to conduct research that will help us to narrow the some margin and to get to the more and more precise numbers?
Perhaps, yes. It's still possible that there is somewhere in a certain archive in the world a document on a certain collection of documents that might be helpful in this regard. Perhaps digitalization works done in the archive of former center of the Red Cross in Arosen would help somehow in precising these numbers. However, I don't think that these changes could be substantial to such an extent that we would be able to change dramatically this number of victims of Auschwitz. Some people say that the Soviets probably had more documents which might be important in this sort of estimations. However, the problem is that nobody to today was able to locate such documents. We do not know even if such documents ever existed. Well, we are ready to accept these minor changes, and it's simply obvious that in the course of time it was possible to verify certain numbers, estimations about certain transports, for example. We know that some more people who were brought to Auschwitz from Hungary survived the selection in Auschwitz. However, there are some other cases of transports which have been not taken into account by the historians before. And we know now that there were more Jews who were deported to Auschwitz in general in certain actions. In case of Polish prisoners, for example, I don't think that we will have to change these numbers because they are much more precise. Practically all Polish prisoners who were brought to Auschwitz were registered and became the regular prisoners of the concentration camp.
You can find all our On Auschwitz podcasts at www.auschwitz.org/podcasts.